Shalom Avracha. Welcome everyone. Bez Hashem. Continue with Shmiras HaLashon Shara Zechir, Perek Yud, Shir number 73. When the Chavetz Chaim brings from the words of the Alshech HaKadosh of sharp criticism of a person who uses his speech incorrectly, and then this same person approaches Hashem and davens to Hashem, asks Hashem for assistance, but first he dirties his mouth. He brings some parashas to Tzavet, where the pasuk says, "Vayal Aroin l'sharis." Aaron the Kohen is going to serve the nishma koyel bevayoy el hakodesh, and his voice will be heard. The sound will be heard when he comes into the kodesh. Says the Alshech Hakodesh, "Vuhu." He explains because a person who is menaval piv. What does it mean to menaval piv? Menaval piv is a person who speaks in an unrefined way. Vulgar speech. Mnaval piv bechelas tumos nivlos peh. He makes his mouth filthy. And the filth of the words that the person says brings on to himself tuma, impurity. It's like he's like glue now. He's like attracting the impurity, this tuma. The person has to know if he uses nivl peh, He's attracting, he's like a sponge to absorb this impurity. Shaketz yishaketz piv ulushoynoi. He makes his mouth and his tongue extremely disgusting. Shaketz yishaketz piv ulushoynoi. V'saiv yisavim. He makes his tongue disgusting and repulsive. He has some buses l'dover ha'aser. What's a buses l'dover ha'aser? It's very poetic what he's saying here also. That's why I'm translating a lot of the words and reading, not just expressing the thoughts. A buses in the Hilchos Shabbos, we know, is a base. Something that you put something on. He's making his mouth a buses l'dover ha'aser. He's making his mouth a source for that which is evil. For that which is forbidden. How is it possible that a person makes himself so disgusting by speaking in such a vulgar way, nivul peh, and then he wants to come and approach Hashem?
And that Hashem won't be aroused and angered by saying,
listen to these words. Mize nivze orev al liboy. Who is this person that dares to stand before me? The person is staying there with schmutz, the spiritual schmutz that's all over him now, because of the way this person spoke. Levakesh rotzoin al vaynoisav. And now the person is coming and asking mechila. I'm pausing here because I want to share with you something else. We're in the middle of the Alshech HaKadosh. But just imagine the scene. Imagine a person is in shul. There's chazaras hashatz, and the chazan is repeating Shmona Esrei. Imagine a scene where someone goes ahead and starts talking to the person next to him, or even worse, he walks around a few tables away, a few seats, a few rows away, and he starts schmoozing with someone else. And then this person is asking Hashem for parnasa. This person is asking Hashem for refuah for him, or for refuah for someone else. This person is asking Hashem for das, so he can be successful in his parnasa, for knowledge, and his brain should work properly. Would Hashem answer such a person like this? Shulchan Aruch says only one time. He says very strong words. A person who talks during Chazaras Hashatz, a godol avoynoi minsoi, his chait is too great to bear. Such a person who talks during Chazaras Hashatz, and this is what the Ashech HaKadosh is saying, if we use our mouth in such a disgusting way, and then when we come to Hashem and ask Hashem for whatever we want, or ask Hashem for forgiveness when we don't really mean it. Now, if you mean it, you want to do tshuva, kol kavod, Hashem always wants it to come back. But let's put things in perspective. Could you imagine, when I say could you imagine, because it's unfortunately it happens, we all know what happens, but it shouldn't happen. Could you imagine there's a scenario where a person, the Sefer Torah is open. The Baal Keir is reading the words of the Torah HaKdoisha. And someone else has the audacity to be talking during that time, during Kriyas HaTorah. The words of the Torah are being spoken out, are being recited, are being read, and someone else says, I have something more important to talk about. I have something more important to converse about. More important than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Stakel Baraisa, looked inside the world. He looked inside the Torah, Ubara Ame created the world. Someone else says, I have something more important than that. And then this person is going to go daven to Hashem. To this, the Ashech HaKadosh says, Mize nivze ore valibu lamoy lifon of levakish rotzen al vaynoysov. This person dares to stand before me after behaving in such a disgusting way. Mitzvah Hashem, continue with these words of the Al Shech HaKadosh next time.